This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
I saw in some of your articles that you were talking a little bit about, is more offense going to be required from Jimmy Butler? And then I read it, and look, there's a part of me that if you – here's the way – I got enraged with that.
Okay.
If this effing team needs to lean on Jimmy Butler the entire year, I'm going to be pissed, because then I know Butler's going to be out of gas at the end, and then you got to – you know, this is the year where Bam and Tyler and Duncan have to carry some big-time weight here and make life easy for Butler, make life easy for Lowry, save these dudes for when it matters, because that's what they were made for. So let's not burn their asses out in the 82. Let the young guys need to effing step up today, this year. And, you know, we're crossing fingers, if you can get Depot healthy towards the end of the season, then he also needs to help carry the load. My point is, the young guys better do their job, and you better not be wearing Jimmy out for the entire season, because I don't think that benefits Miami in the postseason.
Yeah, the point I was trying to make at Ask Ira today at SunSentinel.com was this, is that you've lost the offense of Goran Dragic and of Kendrick Nunn. You've replaced it with Kyle Lowry, but not all of it. Jimmy Butler's never been a 25-point-a-game scorer. It's just not who he is. Right. Chicago, Minnesota, Philadelphia, don't think he'll be that here. So they have to find offense somewhere else. Maybe it is the natural growth, like you pointed out, Big O, of young players like Bam Adebayo and Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero. Maybe. You don't know it until you can see it. Otherwise, I think this team, adding in a P.J. Tucker and a Markieff Morris, that's not the offense.
No.
Dwayne Dedman, even Omer Yurtseven as a young player, that's not going to be there. So it'll have to come internally. But I still think it could be a struggle until the one point you made, and I didn't make that in that piece because I had space limitations. If Victor Oladipo comes back, I've got my offense. He's a known NBA scoring quantity, and it's there. Maybe my midseason will see that. Otherwise, I do think when this season starts, you know, last season the Heat did not have a single scorer in the top 25 in the NBA in the individual scoring race. That makes it harder. Yeah. It's a lot easier to give the ball to Damian Lillard and say score, or Bradley Beal and say score. When you do it collectively and you need three, four, five guys to score 15, 18 points, everyone's got to be, you know, sort of at their moment, at their scoring level in those games. So I think offense will be interesting. Maybe Kyle Lowry says, screw it, I got $85 million, I'm going to score more points. Or maybe Jimmy Butler says, as the questioner asked and Ask Ira at SunTechnical.com, because Jimmy doesn't have to be facilitator, because there's another defender in the backcourt in Kyle Lowry, maybe Jimmy can turn his focus a little more to offense. But that's where Eric Spoelstra is going to come in. Media day, the first day at camp is 2 weeks from today. Eric Spoelstra is going to come in and talk defense, because that's what Miami Heat coaches do. But I'm going to be keeping an eye on the offense, Big O.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. And I'm going to be frustrated if the three young cats don't pick it up, because I think this team, actually, at least for this first season, I worry about other seasons because, man, they're getting older up there.
Sure.
But those young guys have to prove that they can carry the load night in and night out and use – and then all those other guys you talked about are going to help you out defensively so much. And I think that's the Heat's vision, is that, hey, our young guys will pick it up a lot more. You know, we could get Lowry and Jimmy to do their thing late in the season, the postseason, to put it over. And then we've got our core of guys that are dedicated to defense and will help, you know, obviously stop the opponent. And then our guys will score, because the way the team is built, they're counting on those three young cats, man, to step it up. And
yeah,
and maybe even if the Struce gets loose, you get another shooter in there. And listen, who knows? He might be a hell of a lot more consistent than Kendrick Nunn at shooting that three.
Sure. And look at Look at Duncan Robinson from year one to year two.
That's
the
right.
Heat players grow also. So,
yeah,
you know, Duncan Robinson came in the first year, couldn't defend anyone, so they couldn't keep him on the court. Then he comes in, all of a sudden has this breakout record-setting second year. Maybe Max Strus maybe is on that curve, but – you know what? I wouldn't doubt the Heat's developmental program. It's special enough. Yeah, I'm curious about that also.
I definitely would never underestimate the Heat's development, that's for sure. Or scouting now. I mean, that's you just never know what they're going to end up finding.
Who they are.